Re re ra da ma da va kunya piha ari Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Gopi Jana Pallava Hare Varadha Hare Gopi Jana Pallava Hare Varadha Hare Nandana Braja Jana Nandana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Nandana Yamuna Tira Vana Dari Yamuna Tira Vana Dari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Jaya Radha, Shyam Sundara Radha, Shyam Sundara Radha. Sigo ni taiki de Dayom Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Paravraja Kacharya Ashtada Satasi Simatisti Vaingris Silave Charana Ravinda Shila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anant Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Iskon Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Ki Jai Si Si Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinatha Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Ganga Maya Muna Mai Ki Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi Ki Harinam Sankirtan Ki Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo All glories to the Yosemite Boris All glories to the Yosemite Boris All glories to the Yosemite Boris All glories to Sisi Guru and Shiguranga Oh, glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo Radhe Radhe. Mom, Vishnu Padaya, Vishnu Stan, Putin, Madhya, Tirtha, Santi, Amiya, Tira, Nitya, Sattva, Music, Radhe, Hare Krishna. So, Hare Krishna, I want to greet all of you to this last part of the session, a breakthrough in our japa experience. I believe we all had a very wonderful time, and I want to especially take the opportunity to greet from our heart our Ananda Maya Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, welcome Ananda Maya Prabhu. You give pleasure to our heart. And Kunya Vihari said, yes, Hare Krishna Kunya Vihari. Thank you for bringing your brother here and bringing deep pleasure to our heart. I remember the last time I met Ananda Maya Prabhu was when we were on sacred pilgrimage in South India. And I especially remember with great fondness our darshan at Balaji when we climbed up the seven hills, and it was a wonderful time. And I became a fan of totally enchanted by Ananda Maya's wonderful qualities. And when I see you, I have this picture how you gave pleasure to your mother when you were weighted against bananas, sugar, and I believe flour. And I will never forget the joy in the heart of your mother when she did this. Do you remember how absolutely blissful the mother was? And I've just spoken to Kunya Bihari that in our lives we so much require blessings, and the blessings of the mother is absolutely necessary for progress in life. So at that time, I think your mother has blessed you, and therefore you are a good boy. Hare Krishna. Hare Bo. I don't know if you know Ananda Maya Prabhu is, of course, a wonderful devotee. He is here to assist devotees with his yagyas. I believe you just come from Italy, from Villaggio Hare Krishna. Yes. and he has a school for, I believe, orphan childs in Bangalore. He's a very wonderful seva he does. So today he is here to make a yagya for the child of Lenin Prabhu. I always have to laugh about this name, Lenin Prabhu, because only a few months ago I was preaching in Moscow and I visited the tomb of the original Lenin. So Lenin Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Right, so today is the concluding part of our little seminar on japa, and the title of this seminar is Improving the Quality of Japa. Please recite the sacred mantra. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
There is a very, very interesting morning walk where Srila Prabhupada was asked by one devotee what was Prabhupada's standard for quality in the chanting of the holy names. And I believe that this morning walk in which Srila Prabhupada talked about this question with great animation is an extremely important milestone. I'm really very grateful to this devotee who elicited the answer to this question from Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes in spiritual life it's very important to have the right question. The whole Bhagavatam is based on right questions. So here I will take you right to Nairobi this morning. That's a part, town of in Africa, and to this morning walk. We can just imagine Srila Prabhupada is walking with his disciples, and then Brahmananda asked, a devotee asks, and it's not Brahmananda actually. When chanting our 16 rounds, Srila Prabhupada, we are not sure if our chanting of these rounds are very sincere. How can we chant perfect rounds sincere rounds and attentive rounds. How can we make the quality of our chanting the best? So, then Prabhupada is just talking about, I believe, one of his most favorite subject matters. He says, when the quality comes, you don't have to apply force any longer. You will have a taste for chanting. You will desire. And you will say, why 16 rounds only? Why not 16,000 rounds? That is quality. There's no longer any force. You will not do it because you feel you have to do it. No, when you come to quality, you will feel, why only 16? Why not 16,000? That is quality. It comes automatically. And then Prabhupada gives an example. The example of Thakur Haridas. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Thakur Haridas one day, he said, now you are old enough. This is a translation, Anandamaya, in the Ukrainian language. Russian? Oh yeah. I thought it was Ukrainian all the time. That is the different language. So please, no one should feel disturbed. It's a very sacred translation which is going on. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Haridas Thakur and said, Haridas, now you are old enough. You don't have to chant any longer 3 lakhs of names. It's almost like if a great authority, Srila Prabhupada, would come to you, Munit Prabhu, and said, now you don't have to chant 16 rounds any longer. You can chant less. So, Haridas Thakur refused to reduce his rounds. He said, no, up to the end of my life, I shall go on with my number of rounds. That is quality. Once Srila Prabhupada said about Haridas Thakur that Haridas Thakur actually felt irritated at the sunrise, because the sunrise meant another day would start. And he thought, I have not even started to chant my rounds. By that time, he had chanted from the last sunrise the whole day and the whole night to the next sunrise. But because he felt so absolutely attracted to the chanting of the holy name, he had not noticed that any time was passing. Once Albert Einstein, the famous mathematician, I hope I'm saying it right. I mean, is he known as a physicist or as a more physics? Yes, but as Lakshmi would tell us, physics is based on mathematics. she would say. So the great physicist, we say, huh? He was asked to explain his very, very complicated concept of the relativity of time. And he said, imagine a young man is forced to sit on an oven which is too hot. Even a minute of sitting on this hot oven would seem to him to be a million years. Now imagine, Albert Einstein said, the same young man is together with his beloved girlfriend. So, even 1 million years would pass like a second in his perception. You know, don't we have this when we are with someone whom we love very much, or we care very much for, we are very close to this person, then after we have spent a whole day, we say, where did the day go? It was so fast. No, yesterday, I met a very dear friend of mine, I mean, devotee of mine, whom I know for a long, long time, and all of a sudden, it was dark, and I thought, where did the time go? You know, we feel like that. It's just, but if we don't like to do something, oh, like a difficult computer course, which is way above our head, we feel, the time is not moving. There is a conspiracy here between time and the indicator on the watch. You know, it does not move. I remember when I was asked to distribute transcendental literature, and I just couldn't make contact with the people because they were so different from me. Even my German was of a different nature. I had learned to speak high class German, and they wouldn't understand me. You know, they used words I didn't know. There was such a gulf of difference. And I remember I looked at the big clock at the shopping center, hoping that soon the time for prasadam would arrive. But the time would not pass. What's going on? It's not moving here. So this is so. If you like doing something, this is the point I would like to make, and it was the point of Albert Einstein even. Then you are so full of taste, and in your perception, even a long time shrinks into a brief moment. So Haridas Thakur is the person who chanted all day and all night, but because he liked it so much, for him, he couldn't understand why the sun is already there. It was just there a minute ago, and again it has risen. You know, so he liked chanting so much that the whole day passed like this for him. Now, Prabhupada says, this is quality, that you have a taste. It's called nama ruchi, nam ruchi. You have such a taste that the time does not, you know, you don't perceive the passage of time as very long. You just It just goes. You are so much with it. You are so much liking it. You are so much absorbed in it. And Prabhupada gives a few in the morning walk, a few examples from his own life, what taste means for him. And I was very much moved by this one example, from which I feel we all have profited immensely. He says, he refers to himself as an old man who rides. I am writing books. I am not being forced by anyone. Why do I get up at night at 1 o'clock and do this job? Why? Yesterday I got also up at 1 o'clock, and I remembered Prabhupada, who got up by alarm clock, and who sat down to write for several hours into the morning hours his books. And Prabhupada said, why? And then with great emotion he says, I heard this on a tape. He said, because I cannot do without it. He has to do it. The force drives him to do it. It's not being done by force. So then he turns to the devotee. So you wanted to understand what is quality. That is quality. You are not forced, but you desire it very deeply. And then he says, but this quality does not come cheaply. Maybe it comes after many births. There's a statement which is quoted in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, where which goes like this: only a person who has worshipped Vasudev for many, many births, he can chant without stoppage the Hare Krishna mantra. You have to be a devotee, and you have to have cultivated your devotional sanskaras, and then this comes, that you chant without stoppage. You know, for us who don't have so much taste at this particular moment, Prabhupada has fixed up a minimum quantity which we have to chant, and even by force, you know, even if we don't like it, one day we have to apply some force, and so on. But quality means you are doing this out of taste. Or as Srila Prabhupada said, I have to do it. I can't do without. I must be done. And, you know, whenever someone does something with such a motivation that I have so much taste, I just have to do it. I just like to do it so much. He will always find there are circumstances where he can do it. Whatever you like, you will find the circumstances. I'm always amazed. People very much complain about too much stress in their work. Very much they complain about this. This is a great problem. I think our devotees who are working or who are here doing training, they know. I talked also with Kunya Bihari Prabhu the other day, and he told that the amount of stress is so much increasing. I even heard you spoke of a very wealthy man who just took his life in Germany now because of the amount of stress which he couldn't handle any longer. And we think there's no reason why he should be stressed. He has sufficient amount of money. No, sufficient. He can very comfortably buy his sabjis. No. He may have servants even to do. But no, stress, so much stress. And now this is a wealthy man. What to speak of a person like our Munit, who is only half as wealthy, you know, not even half as wealthy. He was multi-millionaire. I did. There's so much stress, but I'm always amazed how people. They get the time in all the stress to do what they like. For instance, they go to the movies. Movies, one movie takes time, you know, sometimes 2 hours. 2 hours, you know, sometimes it takes time. And in India, I can imagine movies are a little longer, you know. They find 3 hours of a day. They complain, stress, I'm going crazy with stress. But enough time is available for the movie because they like to do. They like to see. Ooh, they very much like. to see this movie. So when you like to do something, my dear devotees, you will find the time somehow. It's magically, mystically, you will find the time. This is cool. Therefore, this nama ruchi, as we say, is just so. So that is quality. That is what we should look for. Now you might say, well, how will I develop this taste in the holy name? Is this an interesting question for you?
Yes.
How will I come to this level? And Prabhupada gives us an example, which I find is so absolutely psychologically correct that I really love his example. I must tell you very, very confidentially that in my own Krishna consciousness, I only have this question left. I'm convinced by the philosophy. I feel it also works, our sadhana. I have only this question: how can I develop love of Krishna? I'm really, this is a question for me. And his Prabhupada's answer really made me think for many years. I will read to you. Prabhupada asks, how will this taste in the holy name be awakened? And then he says, it cannot be awakened by force. It's just like the love between two persons. That love is not forced. No one says, you must love him or you must love her. That wouldn't work. That is no love, not love. Love is when it automatically comes from the heart. Then he gives an example how this love can be cultivated and be awakened. He gives the example of children marriages. Formerly, at least in India, Indian society, men and women were married in a very early age. At that time, they don't know what is love. But gradually, because they remain together, the quality of their love starts to come. Then the wife takes care of the husband, and the husband takes care of the wife. They become bound up, united in love. That is quality. In the beginning, when they're married, what does a child know about love? Nothing. But because they are remaining together as husband and wife, it comes. The young girl thinks, I have got my husband. And the husband thinks, I have got my wife. And as the age increases and the dealings become more intimate, the affection starts. Not in the beginning. In the beginning, there's no quality. So let us think a little bit about these arranged marriages and the logic in them. And then everyone knows for a man and a woman to stay together for a whole life, that's only possible if there is a strong bond of affection, because if you live together with someone so close, you will begin to see also the conditionings, you will see the anger and the envy of that person. You will also have tests in your relationship. There will be times of misunderstandings. Naturally, these things will happen. So, in Indian times, this was known, and therefore there was a concern. How can we make a bond between them, which is very strong? And it's interesting that Prabhupada uses this as an example to make a bond between the soul and Krishna. I'm telling you now this example not because I want to talk about marriage as such. I want to request you to listen to the psychology here so that you can translate the principles in your own endeavor to develop a strong bond of love between you and Krishna. Yeah? So, the young, before puberty, that means before physical maturity, where these desires for the opposite sex starts in the heart of a human being, they would be married. I have read in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's autobiography that he was 6 years old when he was married, and his wife 4 years. 4 years is very young, you know, like this. And you know, what is in the head of a 6-year-old boy and a 4-year-old girl? They want to play. And they want to play not with, the boys don't want to play with girls because they can't wrestle with the girls. The girls are so tender and so on. And the girls think usually all boys are foolish because they are just so gross and so they wrestle all the time and don't want to help mother in the kitchen to cook and so on. So they marry, but at this age they can't stay together because psychologically it doesn't work. They feel no attraction between them. But the girl is requested, I once heard in a lecture, to do some service for her husband. She brings sandesh there, and by this service she begins to meet him. She will just put the plate there, most probably turn around and run out because she doesn't want that he wrestles with her or plays with her, you know, because she really thinks those boys are foolish. And after some time, however, by rendering service and then by becoming also physically mature, when the girl begins to think, oh, hopefully soon this one day in the month come where I have to bring sandesh to this boy. I want to see this boy. And the boy begins to feel all of a sudden deep attraction. Oh, hopefully she comes again. And when she comes, he blushes. I believe also in India we can blush. No problem with the dark skin is not somehow it also it doesn't show so much, maybe they sweat very much and so on, and in this way the attraction comes. I don't want to go so much in the detail because I think you get the point. So my dear devotees, let us now study this very intensely and translate it into devotional reality. At the beginning, when you start to chant and worship Krishna, you don't feel anything for him. You are doing it without feelings, without any quality, without any taste, without any ecstatic, blissful emotions. But as you add to your chanting the element of service, very important, is as you add the element of service, you will all of a sudden reach a state of maturity. And maturity in your devotional life is manifested in exactly 3 desires. Physical maturity in the life of a human being is manifested usually in attraction to the opposite sex. But in spiritual life, and that's what we are interested in, we all have already our physical maturity, no problem. That is not our interest any longer. In spiritual life, if we become mature, you will see how 3 desires come into your heart. We have talked about this desire, these desires earlier, and therefore I will just mention them here. Prati Abhilash, Seva Abhilash, and Hrada Abhilash. In other words, you will desire to have to achieve Krishna. You want a contact with him. It's so absolutely strong in you that this desire almost pulls you out of your normal life. The second thing is you want to do some seva. You just cannot imagine a day or a minute without seva. And finally, you want to have a heart-to-heart relationship with Krishna, a pleasing relationship. So, my dear devotees, this will come to you as you mature in the chanting. It will come if you consider the amount of rounds which you are dedicating to or committing to as something which you do as a service for Krishna. Good. It may be forced service, but just the concept in your mind, I am sitting here not chanting for my own benefit, but I'm doing it for Krishna, will work wonders. And here you see the difference between bhakti yoga again and an impersonalistic yoga or monistic yoga. You don't do the chanting for yourself. You don't do the meditation for yourself. You don't do it to get bliss yourself. You do it to please the senses of Krishna, the transcendental senses of Rishikesh, the proprietor of all the senses. When you can bring yourself to this concept, I am doing my service of chanting my japa, you would see after a very brief time that all of a sudden the quality comes. The seva mentality in japa will bring forth the quality. And the example which is given here is this little girl, you know, who is coming to do some service to her husband, and then her would-be husband. And although she may not feel anything at that particular moment, the taste comes, and it arises in the body. Srila Rupa Goswami has written a very, very nice shloka about this maturity. He has said, "Oh my dear Lord, when I chant your holy name, I desire many tongues and many mouths so that I can chant your holy name proper. At that time, I feel that the holy name enters into my heart. It makes me immobile. I cannot any longer move. I'm just frozen in ecstasy. Other accounts say when you chant with taste, the holy names makes you dance in ecstasy. So there are these are two symptoms of ecstasy, to either be frozen or to just be moving very fastly and even rolling on the ground in ecstasy, because you can't contain the bliss any longer, which has overwhelmed your heart and senses. So this is how will this come, my dear devotees? It comes, this quality, if you add this seva concept to your life. It's so important. You cannot approach Krishna in an enjoying spirit or in a controlling spirit. You only can approach him in a spirit of humble service. No? Service in two ways. One is just doing the devotional services, the nine devotional services, Shravan, Kirtan, Smaran, Vandan, Padasevanam, and all this. That's one type of seva. And the other is Vaishnav seva. Very important. The next service you have to do is the Nava Bhakti, the Navanga Bhakti service, then Vaishnav Seva, then Jiva Seva. You have to serve living entities. It's very important. In India we learn this, that, you know, you take bread and you put it out of your window and for the birds. I have been in London once at a very nice devotee's house. He was a very traditional Brahmin devotee, and I saw a very I was surprised. Before his window there was like a board which was fixed to the wall and was full of bread, and I asked, what are you eat from there? Maybe you dry your bread in the sun and then it has the increased sun energy in there. Is it, I was ignorant of what. No, we have to serve everyone, you know. We have to, I have enough bread, so let me give some to some birds. It's difficult for the birds to exist. Mahaprabhu also taught this, you know, to his devotees. He said, we must be compassionate to other living beings. Krishna is personally satisfied if you greet him and other living entities by being tolerant, by being compassionate, and by being friendly towards them. A devotee has to develop these qualities and worship Krishna in the heart of the jivas. What I have said, I will now summarize. I told you service should be done in the area of Navanga Bhakti, ninefold devotional service. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually condensed everything of these ninefold devotional service, these nine angas, in one practice and one practice only. Nam, the Nam Seva. He did service to the holy name by chanting it and by spreading it. Nam Seva. Then Vaishnav Seva. You have to do Vaishnav Seva. And then you have to do, Lord Chaitanya said, Jiva Daya. You have to be compassionate to other living entities. You have to serve them. In our Hare Krishna movement, we try to apply this principle by uplifting others through festivals, through name-giving ceremony. Ananda Maya will show his compassion to Lenin's little child today. Child has arrived. It's peaceful. As of now. Yes. So, compassion has to be shown. We all should wish for the little child's benefit today very, very much. We want him all the best. All want. Is it a little woman child or a little girl? Daughter, yes. So we want that the daughter has a very, very wonderful life. We all want to give our heartfelt blessings to the daughter of Lenin. And good wife is also available. Yeah. Hare Krishna. Yes, I remember you. Your good name, please?
Sudha.
Sudha. Sudha. Yes, Sudha. Krishna. Yes. So, if you want to chant Hare Krishna with taste, you must really develop your taste for Krishna. That only comes by service. Krishna canvasses in the Bhagavad Gita for your service. Patra pushpang phalang toyam yomi bhakta prayachati. He just accepts. He says, give me something, serve me. And because he knows we are stingy and we are not so easily to be convinced, he asks for very, very small items. A leaf, but pushpam, flower, then phalam, fruit, then some water. Yeah. Some liquid water, no ice. Yeah. So anyone and any part of the world can give this. Why did Krishna give such items? What was it? A leaf, a flower, a fruit, and some water. Why such items? Why not Coca-Cola also? I mean, that was not available then. But why not something else, which was difficult? He wanted everyone to start his relationship with him. That's his thought. So that everyone can start with some service. Everyone. No one cannot do service. Everyone. There's always flowers, fruits, and water and so on. And by doing this, your love will gradually increase, just like in that example. So this is the quality. Krishna, I wish you all the best for your quality, and I will end with one quotation from Prabhupada, which I like very, very much. The Hare Krishna mantra chanting means keeping Krishna always within your heart. Hare Krishna, you're getting ready to... Yes, yes, we will immediately after this start. Yes. The Hare Krishna mantra chanting means keeping Krishna always within your heart. You know, it's a relationship. You're not just chanting some words. You're actually keeping Krishna in your heart. Isn't that wonderful, Dayal Gauranga Prabhu? I find it so wonderful. When you are in love, usually the person you are in love with is in the heart. I can see at this moment in Muni's heart, the little daughter is there. No, you have affection for the daughter, naturally. Must be. You think sometimes, and you ask your wife, how is she? Is everything all right? Is there enough cow milk available for her needs? I have some more, I earned some more money, I can send it for the cow milk. You know, isn't it? We feel like that. It's very natural. So this is how you think of Krishna. It's always in your heart. This is how you chant. It's not expensive to have Krishna in the heart. You haven't got to make a very exalted throne for Krishna. No, you can imagine in your mind, in my heart, I have placed now a diamond throne, and Krishna is sitting there. That is accepted. Actually, it becomes. Even within the mind, even if you think there, I have kept one diamond throne, a very costly diamond throne, because my Krishna is coming. He will sit down here. This is not false. This is a fact. You can create such a situation within your heart. Now Krishna is seated. Let me wash his feet with the Ganga water and Yamuna water. Now I change his dress to first class costly garments. Then I decorate him with ornaments. Then I give him something for his eating. You can simply think of this. This is meditation. It is so nice. anywhere you can sit down and think that Krishna is sitting in your heart and you are receiving him in such a nice way. This is not false. This is also a fact. It is so easy. So chant, so carry Krishna in your heart and chant to Krishna. This is the quality of the japa. This is so nice, isn't it? It's very devotional. It's very, I sometimes wonder about some of you. I wonder, you are calling Krishna's name, should you not think of him? If I'm calling the name of Munit, immediately I'm thinking of Munit. I mean, I make a connection to the person, or anywhere, even a far distant person, let us say, who's distant. Syam Leela is distant. We mention his name, Syam Leela, and we begin to think of him. We begin to think of his smile, his arrangements, his preferred prasad. I think he likes potatoes very much. I remember this is his favorite dish. You know, we begin to think of him in many ways. Shouldn't we think of Krishna when we chant? This is called meditation. This is called a real relationship with Krishna. I have made one more note here. So, what is quality? Let me give you a summary. You want to chant, not by force, but by desire. And you feel, why only 16? Why not 16,000? You even feel, like Rupa Goswami said, why only with one tongue? I would like to have more tongues, more mouths to chant. And then Prabhupada gave, then how is it possible? It's possible when there's love. And he gave himself as an example that he gets up at this inhuman time at 1 o'clock in the morning. That's really early. I mean, when you really force, if you really say, I'm getting up now, I'm writing the book. Why? Because he loves to do it as a service. So then he gave an example. He said, this comes by practice. He didn't give an example. He said, it comes by practice, and the practice is japa in practice. Huh? What do you do? And what was his example? The young girl who's married at a young age to the husband. So much love exists, has appeared there, that I remember 50 years ago in Braj, there was a woman whose husband had died. And in old times there was this custom of, it was called sati, that the wife would go on the funeral pyre and be burned together with the husband. Now it became, after, in the modern times, it was forced. It was forced. They were, there must be terrible scenes. Terrible scenes. I don't want to even, let us not even imagine, it's. But here in Braj, it was a different scene. She loved her husband so much that she declared to the village, I cannot imagine my life without him. I just can't imagine. My body is burning at the moment with the flames of separation. I want to embrace the coolness of the fire. And the whole village was absolutely against it, because nowadays we don't feel like that any longer. And they wanted to stop her. But she did it anyways, because she felt so much of affection that she didn't feel the flames of the fire. I mean, I can't imagine this, but She didn't, there was no sound from the fire, she was just peacefully meditating and going, you know. We become shocked when we hear this, we modern people. We go like, oh my God. But just try to enter the psychology of this lady who was stopped. Everyone tried to stop her. She felt so much a bond of love that for her this was the best. She felt like that. I heard from my taxi driver, he told me, he said, there it happened. We all tried, it didn't work. There's a very nice taxi driver, Takoji. 50 years ago it happened. I'm just offering this as an example to tell you what love can affect, what it can do. Now, I suggest, let us not try to develop such an attachment to any human being. We will be born again and again in the material world if we do this. It's not the purpose of this lecture to tell you that you should become attached. It's an example so that you learn this is what you want to do with Krishna. You want to fall in love with Krishna. No, Raghavananda, we want to feel this. Oh, so much a bond that we go through fire for Krishna. No test is discouraging us. Nothing. Krishna, this is quality. Bhakti is serious, isn't it? Serious. So serious. And it does come if you take Krishna's prescription to offer him a fruit, a leaf, water. Also, I would recommend you, if you are at home, you should have a little altar at home and you should offer Krishna a minimum of these four things daily. You will see, then your love comes for Krishna. It will come out. Have your little altar, your pictures, your preferred deities. When you are in the town, here in Munich, you should have on your altar also Gornitai, because they are the home deities, the town deities in which we serve. They have manifested for us. But maybe you want to also have Radha Krishna deities or Radha Krishna pictures in your little altar. Then you offer this to Krishna. Patram pushpam phalam toyam. Even you might start with pictures in the beginning and then pray to Krishna that your attachment will become so great that maybe one day he will come in your home as a deity. When you are able to offer him sufficient service, maybe. I have worshipped for many years a picture of Radha and Krishna like that. Because I wanted to see if it works, if my love and devotion would come for him. And it works. It's amazing. It's all of a sudden you feel, oh, I really have to get the flower. Where is the flower? A good flower. And you feel really so much love that you even steal the flower from the garden of your neighbor. You don't care. It's for Krishna, you know. I mean, I'm not saying that this should be done. I'm just saying you feel so much love. I have to do. I want to do. You feel like this. That is, my dear devotees, let us be honest with ourselves. What worth is our life if there is no love in the heart? What is the worth? It's a dead, uninteresting life. A life without love. It's not worth living, actually. So we want the love for Krishna. What otherwise, what are we doing? We're living a boring, uninteresting, frustrating life. And if you don't love Krishna, what will happen? You will develop so many material attachments who will just mercilessly beat you. I must get this, I must get a new car, oh yes, oh. Or then a new house, oh yes, a new palace, oh yes, a new planet. Where does it stop? You know, if you have no love for Krishna, your material attachments will be like thieves. This is how Lord Brahma says. They will be thieves. They will steal everything away from you, these material attachments. Hare Krishna. So I have come to the end. I want to thank you very much, and I want to thank our Dayal Gauranga very much for being so kind to inspire me to do this this lecture series. I profit the most when I chant, when I talk about the holy name. I really feel, this morning I felt, wow, now I'm again speaking about chanting. And I applied everything which I said, and I had my best rounds, you know. Because that's also when you serve the holy name, by serving devotees to become better chanters. This is good. So many of you have taken notes. I request you to go through the notes. Don't wait too long. It said when you take notes, you should go through the notes before 48 hours have elapsed. Then it stays. But if you take notes and you don't look at them, you don't bring the ideas to your subconscious, they only stay in the short term memory, not the long term memory. And you will ask, what was it? What is it? What did we hear? It was something about Hare Krishna, I think. You know. And then not much benefit is there. And another thing I want to really request you. See, these were lecture series. I was talking about some things, but you must all come to the retreat. Not must, but I invite you to come to the retreat. Daya Gauranga, you can even rent a bus from Munich. That is very cheap for everyone. You know, there are so many bus Unternehmen. How do we say Unternehmen? Companies, yes. And you can invite all this and come, for instance, to Radha Desh with a whole group and go to a japa retreat. You will see there are the exercises, and we go through actually a lot of chanting together, and we immediately apply what we have heard. And we really go, okay, this is what you have to do. And then I've done this many times. I'm very strong. I make sure that everyone understands it. It's my personal responsibility, and everyone has a breakthrough in their spiritual life. And it's designed like this. You enter here and you come out as an enlightened soul. At least for some time, then you have to come again. You have to be honest, yeah. But it really gives you like a taste and an experience because of the exercises, and because everyone is together learning it, applying it, talking about it, giving tips, and many, many things come out. So you can find out about the dates from Daya Gauranga. Maybe I will give him the dates, and then you can see. Maybe you want to come to Radha Desh, or you want to come where Sridhar came on the island. Whoa. It's most, I mean, you have never seen such a touristic place. I mean, there are no tourists there, but it's so beautiful. Ooh. It's in Croatia. Have you heard about Dalmatia? So it's from the mainland. It's, you have to go by ferry, and then you are there. Today I will not ask for questions because we have a yagya, and it was a simple lecture. It was not a difficult lecture. So you just have to apply everything now. I wish you all the best. Please don't do with this information what you do with other lectures, where you just, oh yes, this is a nice point, yes, nice point. This is for application. You have to really put it into your life immediately and make a change in your japa. So, Nupu, can you please inform Ananda Maya? I see him in the shop in Konya Bihari. We are ready. Yes. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sisi Gonitai ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Krishna.